The two leading Democratic presidential candidates both campaigned in New York City today, potentially a rich source of votes in next week's Super Tuesday contests. John Edwards met with union workers in Manhattan. John Kerry held a rally in Harlem and conducted a town hall-style meeting in Queens. And both candidates had Ralph Nader on their minds. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In Harlem, Kerry was surrounded by two pillars of the city's African-American community, former Mayor David Dinkins and Congressman Charlie Rangel. Rangel got the crowd going, saying President Bush, in Rangel's words, parades around campaigning like he is a war president. Rangel said it was time for the Democratic Party to get a warrior. Kerry also had the president on his mind. The president, Kerry said, was on the run.
So the president tonight will lay out what he calls a vision. I believe that what he will do tonight is run away from his own record because he doesn't have a record to run on.
Kerry then motored to the borough of Queens, where he appeared at a town hall-type forum at York College, standing under a giant American flag in front of a banner that read, John Kerry, Protecting America's Jobs. In a brief news conference, he was asked about the impact Ralph Nader's candidacy would have on the presidential election.
I think my candidacy will speak to and appeal to many of the people who were attracted in the year 2000 to Ralph Nader. I've known him for a long time. We've worked together on many issues.
Senator John Edwards also campaigned in New York City today, addressing textile workers in Manhattan, where he promised to protect their jobs and raise the minimum wage. Like Kerry, he said it was important for the Democratic nominee to appeal to Nader voters. And he added,
I think that candidate is me, because if you look at a lot of the basis for Ralph Nader's candidacy, is his life spent fighting on consumer issues, his life spent fighting for the little guy. I've spent a great deal of my life doing the same thing.
As they attempt to appeal to Nader backers, both men have also been courting Howard Dean supporters. Kerry saying today he's had two productive phone conversations with the former Vermont governor, suggesting neither Kerry nor Edwards is taking a single vote for granted going into next week's primaries. Brian Naylor, NPR News, New York.